A big drop at the open on Wall Street this morning after a bad stretch for the stock market in recent weeks. Some are saying it's the result of turbulence in emerging markets. Others say it's due to less than stellar corporate earnings right here in the U.S. Marty Shanker is executive editor of Top News for Bloomberg. He's with us now. Hi, Marty.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's talk about some of these corporate earnings and what's going on. And we should start with what happened today. Walmart reporting that fourth quarter and the full year earnings may be lower than expected. What's going on at Walmart, the world's biggest retailer?
Well, it's a story that Walmart, unfortunately for them, have been saying for quite a while now. They are, you know, a deep discount retailer, and they are finding competition in a lot of places. So they also blamed reduction in food stamp payments during the quarter, and they also said there was weather involvement. But to my mind, I mean, there's weather all the time,
yeah,
every year. So I think it's really competitive pressure at Walmart, and they have a new CEO taking over tomorrow, and that'll be a challenge for them.
Well, and the other question is with a company like Walmart is you have to wonder when the economy gets better. Sometimes Walmart can do worse because people are going into Walmart for the low prices that they advertise.
Absolutely true. And it's always been this real balance that they had to strike. You know, you still can't forget that Walmart is still one of the largest companies in the world and their sales are humongous.
What about Chevron, another company that has just reported, is saying its profits are down 32%?
Yeah, they're another one of the major oil companies that are finding unanticipated costs in trying to find more oil and gas to sell in the middle of a period where prices are going down. And may not feel that way to consumers, but actually oil prices during that period went down a bit. And their costs, they have a major project in Australia that is costing them. It's a $54 billion project, and it's really costing them a lot of money. And that's in the middle of prices. So they're taking a hit, and ExxonMobil did earlier.
And Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, also showing some trouble, as well as Mattel, the toy maker. I guess I'm not joking about this. There weren't as many Barbie sales, right?
That's right. Barbies and toy cars. Mattel, I think Barbie sales were down 13%. And I guess parents are buying their kids iPads and not Barbies.
Marty, is there a theme, a common theme that runs through all of this, or are these just individual companies with their individual problems, and when investors take a look at the whole package, they're seeing trouble?
I think it is that these are individual issues for each individual company, and you have to also remember that there are some companies that did very well in the quarter. Facebook just hit a record. Their earnings surpassed expectations, as well as Caterpillar and Boeing. So it's an individual story for each company. And don't forget, everybody is still projecting the economy is going to grow next year.
Although, you look at this month, it was the S&P's first negative January since 2010.
Yeah, and that's called the January effect. And there's this conventional wisdom that so goes January, so goes the rest of the year. But there's analysis out there that shows that's just not true, that most of the time, from February to December, stocks actually rise when stocks fall in January.
So people on Wall Street are excited that tomorrow will be in February.
Yeah, and it could be that this is a buying opportunity if you feel adventurous.
Marty Shanker, executive editor of Top News for Bloomberg. Thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome.